USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden signed the $1.2 trillion Infrastructure and Jobs Act, marking an important victory for the president following months of quarrels among House and Senate Democrats.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Biden signed the bill in front of the White House while flanked by members of both parties in an effort to portray the bill to the American people as a bipartisan effort. Steve Bannon, former President Donald Trump's one-time top advisor, who was indicted last week for defying a congressional subpoena related to the January 6th Capitol riot, surrendered to federal authorities.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Beto O'Rourke announced his run for Texas governor, targeting the incumbent governor, Greg Abbott, who is seeking a third term.
We make progress on the things that most of us actually agree on, like expanding Medicaid or legalizing marijuana.
Once a congressman, O'Rourke caught national attention when he almost unseated Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, in 2018, losing by only 3 percentage points. O'Rourke entered the 2020 presidential race, but he withdrew the bid before the primaries began. A 9-year-old boy has died from injuries suffered at Astroworld.
A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressional Democrats are urging the White House to mandate that airlines require passengers to show proof of full vaccination against COVID-19 or a negative COVID-19 test before flying domestically. More than 30 Democratic lawmakers asserted in a letter dated November 11th to President Joe Biden that new requirements on passengers are a necessary and long overdue step toward ensuring all Americans feel safe and confident while traveling and reduce the chances of yet another devastating winter surge. Requiring proof of vaccination or a negative test for domestic flights will help alleviate these concerns for traveling. A GOP senator thinks moderate Democrats will cave and support Biden's big Build Back Better bill.
President Biden is continuing to call on the House and Senate to approve his Build Back Better plan, which he argues will help the American economy. Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox and Friends he believes that this plan may actually get through the House because he doesn't trust the moderate Democrats.
Every single, you know, crazy leftist agenda idea that's gone to Congress, they voted for. They voted with a progressive. So I don't know if there's any moderate Democrats left. They may say they're moderate, but they don't vote moderate. They vote with a progressive wing. And so I'll be very surprised if this thing doesn't pass, at least through, you know, the House.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.